Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello.
How are you, old boy?
You sound like you just ejaculated.
That, why would that sound like that?
That's you having a great Sunday.
Did I ever tell you the time?
Tell me. I'll sit on your knee. Tell me a tale.
Did I ever tell you the time?
Young boy.
I wasn't a young boy. Did I ever tell you the time when I had my knee operation?
Maybe. I don't know.
Had a knee operation.
Elaborate.
Had a knee operation for my ACL ligament. Mitt just looked away and sort of grunted as I said this. He's like, not another fucking story.
No, it's fine. I'm here willingly. Is that a word? Willingly? Willfully. Willfully, and I'm up for it. Come on, hit me.
Had a knee operation for my ACL. It was when my rugby career got cancelled.
Shame.
Yeah, it was a big shame.
Yeah.
Shame to the world, actually.
How different this planet would have been.
So, yeah, it's a sliding doors moment for my life.
10 World Cups, I reckon.
Yep. It's a sliding doors moment for my life.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I took one and I missed the tube because I hurt my knee. But I went to hospital to get it operated on. And they had local anesthetic. Is it general or local?
Local is when
you're awake.
When you're down the pub.
And it's okay.
Locals.
And the general one is.
So general is your whole. You're knocked out.
Your whole thing
is under.
You know, they don't know why that works, general anesthetic. They don't understand
anesthetic.
Taking some now.
Quite nice. Oh, quite nice just to put yourself to sleep at that night, isn't it?
Like a Tamagotchi. Go to sleep. All right. They don't know why it works.
Really?
Yeah, they have no reason. Look,
it's quite a horrible sensation. So I've had it a couple of times.
Yeah.
The one of the early times was when I was a kid. I had to have like some teeth taken out when I was young.
Mm.
And they gassed me. Have you ever had the gas?
No.
And I don't know what was going on with me. I was obviously quite a hyperactive kid. They had to gas me 10 times.
Yeah. They had to gas you 10 times?
I kept waking up.
Oh my God.
I was like,
oh my God.
They were like, count down from 10. I was like, 10, 9. And eight. They're like, he's not going. gas him again. I was just there like, minus 5.
yeah. So they don't. So apparently... anesthesia works by blocking signals to the nervous system.
I don't know why you thought they didn't know.
They don't know.
They don't know.
They actually don't know why it works, but it does.
You're reading. I can tell you're reading.
Trying to find the one that says it. Yeah, go right to Reddit. Found it. Okay, so anyway, I had that done. What happens when you have general anesthetic is you can't pee, technically, after. You can't pee.
Really?
Yeah, you can't pee.
Mm.
I don't know why. Sometimes it just happens where you can't pee. It stops that thing working. So I was like stuck up all night needing a pee but couldn't pee after when I woke up. And I phoned up my mum and I said, Mum, I can't pee. What are you doing? She said, I'll just call the nurse. So I called the nurse. My stomach by this point was really big. And the nurse said, it was like 1 a.m, said, oh, okay, well, look, I'll come back and check in an hour. And if it's still where we can start thinking about it. So she goes away and I was like, all right, the hour passes, still need
a
pee.
An hour needing a wee is a long time.
Yeah, I can't pee, literally can't pee. And I'm hobbling to the bathroom every time I'm trying to do it. And I just come back and I phone the nurse again. I say, nurse, I can't pee. And she says, okay, we're going to have to put a catheter in you.
Yeah.
So I phone my mum and I say to my mum, mum, don't worry. They're going to put a catheter in me. And she said, do you know where that goes? And I went, oh, down my throat. Where did it go? It goes up your urethra.
Yeah. I think now this rings a bell.
So it does ring a bell. So anyway, I dipped my urethra in boiling water.
Sorry.
Boiling water.
You dipped just your urethra.
Just my urethra. Not my penis.
Oh, my urethra.
Not my penis. I just put the urethra in there and I peed.
Oh, so you didn't do the catheter?
No, because I used this trick of using hot water.
Which we also learned at school.
Yeah.
Hot water. Put someone's hand in hot water whilst they're asleep.
Yeah.
They'll wet themselves.
Another thing that's happened to me recently.
What? This wasn't recent though.
No. So we haven't quite spoken about where I've been to the place, the Mayo Clinic. We have not spoken about it.
No, we haven't actually.
We haven't spoken about it.
We haven't.
So I went to this place in Austria called the Mayo Clinic. It's phenomenal.
Jay basically had a breakdown.
Didn't have a breakdown.
Had a little tiny breakdown.
Didn't have
had to ship himself off to Austria.
Yeah, yeah. Help me.
He put me in a little white jacket.
Yeah, yeah. Lovely little white jacket. Do I get to wear this all the time?
It's awfully tight.
Do I get to wear this all the
time? This is like a tight hug.
Anyway, loads of things happen there. You pee into cups, you poop into different things. I don't know, have you ever tried to do a stool sample before? Which is where you have you ever done a stool sample?
I think I have. And it's
there's
really
nothing lower than when you scrape your own shit out of a loo and put it into a tube.
I remember my thought process was I got given the tube and I was like, my poo is literally just gonna it's gonna engulf that.
Did you scoop?
No. I thought you poo onto it.
Oh my
and then
god!
I was like, no, that's not, that can't be it.
Oh my
then
god!
Then I saw the little pooper scooper in there. Yeah, it's horrible. So you went and had every test.
Every test.
Done.
Emotional therapy. I had.
Yeah. What was the kind of the general consensus?
They were just like, you're a legend.
All these alarms start going.
No, they did this amazing thing, emotional therapy, which is where supposedly we keep trauma within us and you have to release it. And it, some of the stuff was quite
where
funny.
Where do you store yours?
Well, they don't know where you store it. It's just like they can tell where. So it's very weird. You lie on a bed and they put fingers on your head or wherever, and they try and move your arm. And if they find it easy to move your arm, that's a yes. If they find it hard to move your arm, it's a no. So they'll say something like, is your trauma from your mum? And they'll try and push it and your arm will be quite tight. And they're like, it's not from that. Is it from your grandma? It doesn't work. And they're like to me, is it from your girlfriend? And my arm like that, and they pushed it way harder. And like, that's it. It's like,
sorry.
Hang on a second. You just like guessed that.
I think you might have been fleeced.
No, I haven't been fleeced. Anyway,
it sounds highly scientific.
Yeah, it was. Anyway, that was one of the funky things. But they think I have a candida diet. Candida gut problem. Candida. So we
is that because you eat too much candida?
Well, actually,
you're a candy man.
It's that's pretty much it. So they think that my gut has like an overgrowth, and hence that's why
an overgrowth.
Yeah, my stomach's bad.
What, and as in your stomach's like too large?
No, it's like it's just overgrowth of candida. It's like something like 82%.
What is candida?
I don't know. Fuck, I'll try.
Come on, you probably spent a fortune on
okay,
this
here we go. What is candida? Okay, here we go. Candida is a yeast infection that can affect the vagina, penis, and skin. Oh, hang on a second.
This makes total sense. Sorry. I think you might have mixed up two of the results here.
Hang on a second.
You mixed up your STI result with your stomach.
What the hell? Candida normally lives on the skin and inside the body, such as the mouth, throat, gut, and vagina. So it's all of those things I've got.
Yeah.
So they're on. Nice. Anyway. Basically, something like 78% or 82% of serotonin is released from the gut.
Mm.
So they believe that they were like, we need to sort your gut out. And I tell you what, my gut is better, buddy.
It's better now.
Yeah, I haven't had a solid poop, I don't know, for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And my poop now is so solid yesterday and so hefty.
Oh my God.
Hefty. Describing anyone's shit as hefty. It's terrible. It's so hefty that I it's I can't go to the bathroom at the moment because it's so.
Well, you're worried about the sound it's going
to. No, make. It's so. It's it, 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 no. It, it it's it. I get an anal fissure.
Sorry. An anal fissure.
It's so
girthy.
It's so strong and thick.
Oh my god.
It split my bum. Stop. That's what happens. Sorry.
It's trying to flirt with the size of your shit. It's so strong and so good looking.
So anyway, it's really intense.
So you've got big hench poo. You've got big muscly poo.
Yeah.
That's what you came back
it's
with.
It's like someone's injected my poo with steroids. Come hench, be squatting.
Okay.
Tell me about your life.
I think we should go.
Okay, continue.
Deeper.
Whatever you want.
So you now can't poo because the poo is so big it's splitting your bum hole.
Mm.
So what do you do?
I have to do it bit by bit. I have to go, because I think what happens is God, this is so gross for anyone listening. I really apologize. But I think if you'd go, it acts as like a chopper. So your butthole just chops them into little bits.
It's so gross. So Austria was basically not worth it at all.
But you know what I mean, that your butthole does that.
So yeah, of course.
You go.
I also have a butthole.
And it's like a factory maker.
I don't assist with that noise. I don't go. Is that what you if Sophie
sounds like
Sophie
a weird monkey?
Is you go. She's like, oh, he's just chopping up his poo into little bits again.
From his butt.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So you basically you've not gone like one step forward. You've kind of gone two steps back.
No, I've gone one step back and two steps forward.
Okay.
I'm not eating sugar.
Sugar. How do you do that?
I just don't eat it. It's pretty easy, actually.
Is it? Yeah, it's in everything, though.
Yeah, but I don't eat. So I try and stay away from sugar. I'm staying away from gluten and dairy at the moment for 6 weeks. So I haven't eaten any gluten or dairy. Right. Apart from I ate some gluten and dairy on Saturday, but that doesn't count.
Mm.
Not drinking alcohol. You should take a leaf out of that book, big alcoholic cat.
Yeah. I think I'm going to do another little
spin. Oh, God.
The amount of times you've said it.
I'm not drinking. So
you've actually said it a couple of times this year and you've been on one.
Listen.
Yeah, so don't throw...
What? Alcohol
don't
your way?
Don't throw incredibly hard, hefty shits in glass houses because it will cause a breakage.
Also, what I've worked out is you stick to the same drink. So I had some drinks at the night.
See? This is what I'm talking about. You're such a little fucker.
But I only had martinis.
Oh, okay.
Sorry,
Mr. Bond.
It was the funniest thing, actually.
James Bond.
They came, you know how, yeah, I'd have a martini.
Your special power would be that you've got such hefty shits that you can sink submarines.
Yeah, you know, it's like, I'll have a martini shaken, not stirred. You know how they say it quite cool?
Hold on, I'm just chopping my paw into tiny little bits.
You know how it's quite cool how they say, hey, martini shaken, not stirred. When the person came out and said, what do you want? I said, I'll have a martini. Yeah. And they went, would you like that dry? And I went,
you're like, I don't know that bit.
That's exactly what I meant.
Yes. I would like it parched.
Then they said they went dry, and I was thinking, I went, yep, I'd like it dry. And then they went, do you want that with a twist? And I went,
They were basically catching you out.
And I went, what does a twist mean? They went, it was with lemon. And I went, yeah, I have that. They went, do you want it with vermouth or brine? And I was like, oh my fucking God, why doesn't Bond get this?
Yeah.
Like, why does Bond not get this?
I just get shaken or stirred. That's all I want to decide on.
I don't know what I want.
And how did it come out? Nice.
It's great.
They're a little bit like kind of salty water, I find at times. I guess that's if you get the brine.
And then I was in this club and Bradley Cooper was there.
Sorry, where was this?
Just some cool place you wouldn't know about.
Wait, this was in Austria?
No, this was back in London.
Oh, right.
This is not at the Mayor Clinic.
Yeah, I was going to say, this sounds cool up there, bro.
No, which
club were you in?
It's just in the club.
Oh, what? Sorry, can you not give it away?
No, I don't want to say it on this, do I?
Too exclusive.
Why? It's a new members club I've joined.
Oh, God.
Well, oh, what do you mean, oh, God?
What is it? What, you and Bradley Cooper?
Yeah, me and Bradley Cooper founded it.
Two members.
We're the only members.
You're the founding members.
Me and Bradley.
What's it called? Hefty Turds. Hefty Turds, dog.
This is a .com. That's what it's called.
Sorry, that's the website.
Heftyturds.com.
What club is it?
I'm not there yet.
Oh my, is this some fucking
masonry
shit?
Yeah. This is me and Bradley just talking about
hefty poos.
I'll tell you afterwards.
No, but I think the listeners would like to.
Yeah, but leave them waiting. Leave them wanting more.
Yeah. I don't think they're going to be happy knowing that you're going to elusive, secretive clubs.
Well, do you know what else happened?
Meeting up with the...
Do you know what else happened?
The hot shots, what?
Don't know if you saw that... Rob Rinder, Judge Rinder.
Yeah.
He's done it on a big fitness thing at the moment.
Yeah.
And he did a picture of him posing
mm-hmm.
in the gym. I've been tagged in it 100 times, I reckon.
Nice.
And everyone is sending message going, tell me this is not you. It's like, it's not me. It's Rob Rinder.
That's not me. My right deltoids are clearly more defined.
Who's
Hencher?
Me. I don't know.
I want to see. Can you show me?
Been tagged in that.
That is you. That's you, isn't it?
That's not me.
Oh, wait, no, sorry. I thought you said that was the one of you.
You thought that was me? Yeah. No, you didn't. That's Rob.
He could. I reckon he'd fuck you up.
He probably could.
I reckon he'd take you down.
But this took
then,
me down a...
Sue you for...
This took me down a little path of looking at old Daily Mail comments of us.
Oh, nice. What better way to spend a weekend?
Yeah, so I looked at some Daily Mail comments.
Yeah.
Old ones about you and I.
They're going to be good.
And do you want to hear some?
Yeah.
One of the Daily Mail comments about you and I together, which was 4 years ago,
mm-hmm.
said, better male cringe squad reporting for duty.
What? Better male cringe squad?
Beta.
Oh,
sorry.
Beta. Sorry.
Yeah, not better.
Beta.
Another one for Alex.
Yeah.
Why does he always have a constant smirk on his face? Even when on MIC and getting shouted at by Binky, he was still smirking. Odd.
Constipation. That's what that was. Yeah.
One for me. Hitting the gym seems to have encouraged new hairline.
Cool. I mean, these are actually fairly all right compared to some of them.
Someone called Jennifer says about Alex on Daily Mail. His little button nose, I look at him and find him oddly annoying.
Jennifer, I'm going to fucking find you.
Another one is about you and I. All these Made in Chelsea guys are so unattractive. Jamie with his massive forehead, Spencer and his concerning egotistical personality, and Alex with his stupid hair. And a massive forehead.
I know who wrote that. Stevie Johnson, I reckon. Any others?
When you collapsed at Secret Garden Party, and that was in the Daily Mail party.
The
comment underneath that was, Alex Mitten collapses at Secret Garden Party under his weight of his ego.
Hard. It's fucking hard carrying that shit around. It ain't easy.
You know things must be horrendous when Alex Mitten is giving relationship advice.
Yeah. Keep them coming. I'm enjoying this.
Okay.
What else we got? Any nice ones in
there? Yeah, there are. There are some nice ones. This one's quite nice. Jamie is the leader of his own fan club. In fact, the only member.
That's not a nice one, Jay.
Okay, I'll give you a nice one. Here we go. I like Alex. He's quite funny and always comes across as caring and low-key on Made in Chelsea. I like Mitten. He's very witty.
There we go. Come on.
I like Jamie. He seems positive and a happy person. We need more people like that. There you go.
Nice. I like finishing it off with a little bit of positivity.
A little bit of positivity.
Yeah. Do you know what I watched on the weekend?
Give it to me.
Legends of the Fall.
Wow, Brad Pitt.
Have you seen that movie?
Yeah, when he rides on his horse.
It's the most obscene movie. There's literally about 40 storylines in one.
It's also about 5 hours.
It's storyline after storyline. I was like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He suddenly goes to war and then comes back. Like, what's going on?
The consistent theory is just Brad just looking good. Just like,
yeah, on that horse.
Either murdering people, shagging people.
It's like, how many shots can we get of Brad Pitt on a horse?
And then after all of that, at the very end, I was already saying this is absolutely ridiculous. And he fights a bear. gets destroyed by a bear at the end. And there's that like chieftain guy's like, he had a good death. I was like,
yeah, being mauled by a bear. That's probably the worst death I can think of.
That wouldn't be nice. What would be the worst death?
Being mauled by a bear would suck.
Oh, yeah.
I listened to this podcast once about someone said they got mauled by a bear.
Because they got such powerful jaws.
Oh, it would be miserable. God. They play with their prey. They play with their death.
Oh, yeah. They play with their death. There was that Russian guy who got attacked by a bear, and the bear took him into his cave and kept this guy for like 2-3 weeks, and he was alive, and he eventually managed to get, he got out.
The bear kept him for 2 or 3 weeks.
Kept him alive.
You're not going.
No, I'm not finished yet.
I could obviously get like outsmart a bear.
You?
I could outsmart a bear.
No, but it wasn't that he was like, you know, being able to outsmart him. He was physically like, he'd been chewed to pieces. He was like fucked.
Wow.
But he managed to crawl out and eventually found help. And I think he survived.
Do you know what? A little tip. Stories, we should probably know the ending of it, shouldn't we?
What? No, I think it's good to leave it out there in the ether. People can tune in. They're going to check out the story for themselves. Enjoy it themselves.
Hey.
I watched, have you seen The Last of Us?
The Last of Us is about these like weird creatures that live.
No, it's about, so actually weirdly, it loops back to Merlin Sheldrake. You remember he was talking about those mushrooms that can like take over insects' bodies?
Yeah, fungi, not mushrooms.
Whatever you want to call them. and they basically turn the insect into kind of their zombie, and they can manipulate them, make them do things, and they kind of like move around. So the theory is with this series is that the mushrooms have taken one step further, that particular type of mushroom, and they're now controlling humans.
Wow.
And they turn into zombies. And it's really quite scary.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, it's good actually.
I'm going to start watching.
I'm only 2 eps in.
It's not even an ad. That's just, you can go and get it on Now TV. I quite like it.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of which, what else you can go and check out? We have our private moments now on Mondays, which are little clips. We played one the last week, which was Richard Osman.
The last week?
With one's gone out this week. And then we just got loads of things going on. I want to say a big thank you to everyone who's tuning in and listening to our podcast. People are loving it at the moment. If you would like to be a private caller where you call in to our podcast, we'd love to hear from you. Just got to get in touch on our Instagram, at Private Podcast, with a funny story. We'd love to hear from you. Big, small, mysterious, whatever it is. Let us know. Hey, listen, I love these episodes. It's a little bonus catch up for us. But we got to get on with our lives, and so has everyone else. So enjoy your commute. Enjoy your day at work. We'll see you on Friday for another big episode. We've got some huge guests on the way. Can't wait to share them with you.
If you have been affected by any of the conversations down the podcast and you have hefty shits, then please send in an email or an Instagram message. Yeah. Let us know.
Please do that.
It's a problem.
Problem half of the problem solved.
That's it.
All right,
there we go. Finish on that.
All right, everybody. We'll see you on Friday for another episode. Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president. You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.